Hey everyone, Brother Gary, Hands Cross Border Devotional. Down here in Mexico, we're continuing on with our walk through the Gospel of John, chapter number 12. And we're going to start where we left off. We're going to start in verse 34, walk through 36. The Bible says, "The people answered him, 'We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?' Then Jesus said unto them, 'Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth.'" And then verse 36, "While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them." Now, this is really amazing to me. So we see here that Jesus is telling them, first of all, in verse number 33, he's going to die. He's going to be lifted up. Everybody understood he's going to die. But these people couldn't put two and two together because, and oftentimes we forget, myself included, as we're reading through the New Testament, especially through the Gospels here, is that these people did not have the New Testament like you and I have. All they had was the Old Testament scriptures. And so the only thing that they had been taught from the law was the triumphant return of the Messiah. And so they were mostly unaware of the passages that spoke of his suffering, like in Psalm 22 and 53, Isaiah 53. So what they did, more than likely, is where the Bible would talk about how his reign would continue, such as in Isaiah 9:7 or Ezekiel 37:25 or Daniel 7:14. They greeted him. These are the same people that greeted him as a political conqueror, but didn't consider his sacrificial death. It didn't fit in with their idea of what a Messiah should be. And so this was so confusing to them. I bring all that out to say this. Sometimes you and I, we get so locked into the scripture of making it say a certain thing and forgetting to take into the context of it and bring in these other verses. And I'll be honest with you this morning, is I've been as guilty of that as anybody. And so what you and I need to do, first of all, when we read a portion of scripture, because sometimes there's portions of it we've read so many times that we almost kick our brains into neutral and we're thinking about ice cream or something else, you know, and then we come back. We need to ask the Lord before we read, "Lord, give me some fresh eyes here. Help me to see what you're really trying to get across to me." Because this is how God speaks to you and I. And if we're not careful, we've already got a preconceived idea of what God is trying to tell us. So we need to be careful about that. The next thought I want to bring out is this, is if you'll notice in verse 35 and 36, he brings up the word light. And he says the light, he says it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different times. So he's really trying to lock in and point them to the light, because there's a contrast here between light and darkness, which is still today. And so he tells them this, "Yet a little while the light is with you." So he is telling them, "I'm here for a little bit longer, and then my ministry of walking the face of this earth is going to be over." And so he is telling them, "Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you." And then verse 36, "While you have the light, believe in the light." And then he says, "That ye may be the children of light." And so, who's the light? It's not me. It's not you. It's not the organization we may attend. It's Christ. Christ is the light. And we've got to remember this. Remember, the Bible says the word is light. The word is a light unto my path, right? And so Jesus is the living word, and he has left us the written word. And so how do we walk in the light? How do we stay away from the darkness? Through the word of God. That's exactly how we do it. And so the question I have for you today is this. How much light are you getting? May the Lord bless you.